But what's the weather like? You got a window? Open it!
The weather is frightening. The thunder and lightning seem to be having their way.
Blue skies smiling at me.
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
It's gonna be a bright, it's gonna be bright, sunshiny day.
A bright, sunshiny day is coming. We'll have details in a moment. First, some introductions. I'm KPLU science and health reporter Keith Seinfeld. With me is Cliff Mass. He's a professor of atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, a man who believes in bringing science to the public. We'll be talking every Friday about what's in store for the weekend, and we'll dig deeper into a particular weather phenomenon. Cliff, Labor Day weekend and sunshine, it's not what I'm used to.
It's going to be great. And in fact, I think we have dry, warm weather coming up for at least the next week. Right now, you know, we have some clouds around Seattle. There was a trough that went through last night that dragged some clouds and also a little bit of shower activity to the north. But today, we'll start with clouds, but by the time we get to around noon, it should start burning off, and there will be sun later in the day, highs probably around 70. But then tomorrow, it really cranks up. High pressure builds in east of us, and we start getting offshore flow. That causes something called the thermal trough to move northward out of California and Oregon up into the northwest here. And what's going to happen is tomorrow we're going to jump way into the 70s, maybe into the lower 80s south of Seattle. And then Sunday will probably be pretty similar, maybe slightly cooler, but probably getting up into the lower 80s. But it just doesn't end there. We have a weak trough that comes through on Monday, maybe cooling it back down a few degrees. But then this monster ridge builds up. I mean, this is extraordinary. The West Coast gets this huge area of high pressure, and we could get into the lower, even to the mid-80s as we get into the midweek. And it doesn't end. This ridge stays over us way into next weekend, at least if the computer models are correct.
I guess we've earned it. We're finally getting our summer. It's been so mild here, though, and the rest of the country's having floods, hurricanes, tropical depressions. I've heard people here wondering, how come none of our storms are ever hurricanes?
We get storms that are equivalent to hurricanes. They just don't call them hurricanes. See, a hurricane is supposed to be a tropical system, which has a sustained wind of 64 knots or more. Well, our systems aren't tropical. Our systems, our storms, our cyclones get their energy not from the warm water of the tropics, but from the differences in temperature between the mid-latitudes and the polar regions, or the tropics and the polar regions.
So the only difference is just because we're not tropical that we don't qualify as hurricanes even if we have the same winds?
That's right. In fact, some of our storms have pressures and winds that are equivalent to Category 2 or 3 hurricanes. In fact, the greatest of the great was the Columbus Day storm, which had winds that gusted up to 150 plus miles per hour. Amazing. But even some of the garden variety storms, like the Hanukkah Eve storm we had in 2006, I mean, we had winds gusting on the coast to 80, 90 miles per hour or more. I mean, these were hurricanes in terms of winds, but they weren't tropical in origin.
Is that the only difference? Just because they're not, I mean, it sounds like it's just a labeling difference.
Well, it's due to their origin, but they are hurricanes. I mean, in terms of the wind speed, if you're getting a sustained wind speed of 64 knots and more, we get that. Heavy precipitation, you know, they had 8 or 9 inches of rain, you know, in New England and in parts of New York and Pennsylvania. During some of our big atmospheric river events, you know, we have rain that can be 10, 15 inches. So, I mean, we get the big-time weather, but it's generally, in fact, it's always not of tropical origin.
With Hurricane Irene, it was the flooding that came and the rains that came with that storm that did so much of the damage. I think I've seen in your writing that our windstorms don't typically carry the rain with them.
The interesting thing is our big windstorms generally don't have heavy rain. But there was one big exception, and that was back in December 2007. You may remember that one. That was the 3rd and 4th of December 2007. The coast got savaged by winds that were gusting up to 125 miles per hour. I mean, it was amazing from northern Oregon into the central part of Washington State on the coast. But at the same time, in southwest Washington, they were getting 10, 15 inches of rain, and that produced all that flooding on the Chehalis River. Remember, I-5 was closed? So that was the big exception of a windstorm that also was a rainstorm. But generally, we don't have both together.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Cliff Mass is a professor of atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. You can learn more about West Coast hurricanes at kplu.org and watch a video of Cliff explaining how he creates his forecasts. I'm Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.